From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has echoed warnings from President Trump to North Korea.
Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming.
North Korea prompted this reaction from Washington after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. Also in response, South Korea conducting military drills today, and the UN Security Council has called an emergency session for later this morning. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing agreement following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th voting. Odinga, a former prime minister, also called for the ouster of members of the country's electoral commission, calling them thieves. He said a hyena cannot shepherd goats, and they, referring to the council, cannot protect votes. The High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. A new election will be held within 60 days. An American student and three other people linked to the U.S. either by citizenship or permanent residency have lost appeals against a 10-year prison sentence they are serving for alleged espionage. Princeton University student Xiwe Wang was imprisoned last summer after conducting dissertation research in Iran. He was subsequently convicted of collaborating with foreign governments, sent to prison. Prosecutors say no one will get an appeal. This is VOA News.